The stuff in the back of the refrigerator. You know how sometimes you make dinner and it turns out pretty good? Not great, but not bad either. You put the leftovers in a container and stick it in the fridge. You can heat it up for lunch tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and goes, and you're not in the mood to have it again so soon. Maybe the next day. This continues day after day. Each day you check it. You aren't really interested in eating it anymore, but it hasn't gone bad, so you hesitate to get rid of it. After all, you might get snowed in or something, and then where would you be? In the end, it eventually goes bad and you finally throw it away. For all the checking and guilt and stress it caused you, you'd have been better off not saving it in the first place. This happens in networking all the time. You go to a networking event, you collect some cards. They aren't great connections, but they aren't terrible either. You put the cards on your desk so you can contact them the next day. Tomorrow comes and goes, and you find you're really a little too busy to reach out. Maybe the next day. This continues day after day. Each day you notice those cards sitting there waiting for your attention. You realize that you really aren't interested in following up with these folks, but you hate to throw out the cards. After all, one of them might be a potential referral source. Ultimately, you end up throwing out the cards because it's been way too long and they wouldn't have a chance of remembering you. For all the guilt and stress it caused you, you would have been better off not taking the cards in the first place. What it comes down to in both cases is a certain amount of self-honesty. Whether it's food or that guy you met in the buffet line, you have to be honest enough with yourself to know that if the chemistry isn't there, then you aren't ever going to have enough desire to revisit that experience again.